higher minimum wages may help reduce suicide rates. That's the finding of new research published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. Researchers looked at the effects of raising the minimum wage by a dollar an hour and found up to a nearly 6% drop in the suicide rate among 18 to 64-year-olds with a high school diploma or less. John Kaufman is the lead author on this report. He's a doctoral student in epidemiology at Emory University in Atlanta, and he spoke with our co-host, Mark Brody.
You are looking at the relationship between minimum wage and the increase in minimum wage and how that impacts suicide rates. What exactly is the relationship, first off, between those two factors?
Well, what we found in our paper and what a few other similar papers have found is that when you increase minimum wage, suicide rates do decrease.
And why is that?
Well, to be honest, from our paper alone, we can't tell why that's happening. We control for a lot of alternative explanations. So we do think that it is most likely because of the minimum wage raising, but what impact that's actually having on individuals, it could be a combination of reduced financial burdens, better access to resources, including healthcare, or maybe impacts on how people's perception in terms of social discrimination, social class, stress related to those factors.
Was there something special about the amount of the increase that you looked at? You found that if a dollar increase in the minimum wage per hour was sort of a magic number here. Was there something specific about that number that led you to look at that particularly?
We set up our study or our analysis in a way to try to make the results interpretable. You know, the methods we use are not always easy to explain, so we at least want the results to be interpretable from a policy standpoint. People can understand, you know, what a $1 increase in minimum wage, you know, what that means.
So minimum wages in a number of states have been going up recently. Is there corresponding data on suicide rates that show that as those minimum wages go up in particular states, suicide rates go down?
Well, the data that we used went from 1990 to 2015 and used data from every month in every state plus Washington, D.C. So if a state raised their minimum wage during that time period, we would have that in our data that showed that increases in the minimum wage reduced suicide rates.
What else do you think that you need to study to really solidify this correlation here?
Well, so like I said, we ruled out a lot of potential alternative explanations and, you know, really tried to do that in our analysis. But in terms of asking why minimum wage could be affecting suicide rates, that's a harder question to answer solidly using the methods that we used. Something that I would like to do that our team has talked about doing in the future, if we can make it work in terms of accessing the data, would be to look at more common risk factors for suicide. You know, suicide is a really big problem. It's becoming more common, but in general, it's, you know, each individual person's risk is not that high. It's higher for people that are lower income, low education, but risk factors like depression and obviously attempted suicides, those are more common. And if we could look at how changes in minimum wage affect state level rates of those outcomes, like depression and maybe even drug use, as a response to hard economic times, that could help to make the case that this is a cause and effect relationship.
So I guess given what still needs to happen, how do you think policymakers should be looking at what you found when they're deciding what to do or what not to do when it comes to the minimum wage?
Well, you know, as public health researchers, we're interested in looking at interventions such as laws that have the potential not only in understanding what the problem is, but the relationships are between risk factors and health outcomes, but what are the interventions available to us as a society to try to improve the health of our society in general, of millions of people. And it looks like, not only from our study, but from other studies that have come out within the last year, it looks like this could hold some promise for helping people out, especially people at, you know, working at low-wage jobs who have less education and are at higher risk of suicide.
All right. That is John Kaufman. He's a doctoral student in epidemiology at Emory University in Atlanta. John, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.